No problem. Sure, you were saying just before lockdown, you'd signed the lease on a new restaurant.
Yeah, no, I actually signed the lease in December, a week before China made the virus public. So I could have never known. And we built through January, and then middle of February, we opened our doors, had a nice big launch party for friends and family. And then six weeks later, we had to shut the doors. Which began a pretty extreme process of, you know, remaining closed, trying to get TERS payments for staff. And then reopening the doors under level four. So I've been trading since day one of level four.
Okay.
And it's actually been fairly decent trade. I think selling pizza is, I'm glad I'm selling pizza and not steak, for instance, because it's a very much a takeaway kind of meal.
Yeah.
And I think people being stuck at home, the idea of a hot pizza arriving at your door is quite appealing. So turnover was actually quite decent, but the lockdown did create some debt to our suppliers.
Yeah.
And all the rest of it. So I have had to keep dipping in to keep the place going. But thankfully, I haven't had to retrench anyone. We've been very well supported, and the other Pasticcinos as well have been very well supported too.
Have any of the TERS payments come through to help you, Chiro?
Drips and drabs.
Okay, all right. At least there's something. I mean, the Pasticcino experience for somebody who's never had one of your pizzas, it's a thin-based wood-fired pizza. You're famous for the Italian something special. I don't want you to give away the secret recipe, but for those who've never had it before, what makes it stand out?
I think, you know, since I've gotten into the pizza game, I've been eating around Joburg, Cape Town, trying various different pizzas. And I think we do have a particularly good product. It's a recipe which goes back probably about three decades now,
wow,
which we haven't changed. We only use imported tomatoes from Italy, use the best ingredients we can get. And it is very, very thin-based and wood-fired, which I think is really important. It gives it that sort of smoky character, which you don't get from an electric pizza oven. We remain very, very committed to keeping the formula the same, and hopefully every time you come back you'll experience the same wonderful pizza.
Imported Italian tomatoes, were you able to get them into the country through lockdown, or did you have enough in stock to get you through the initial weeks?
Yeah, it seemed our suppliers started running low towards the end of level five, but I think generally with items like those, the harbors tend to be full of ships which are full of containers from delightful things from Italy. So I think as soon as basically everything opened up again, they could start offloading, and everything seemed to have got back to normal pretty quickly, actually.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Chiro, then the final question, if we want to send some Cape Talk listeners your way to come and try, where do they find your branch?
Ah, I'd absolutely love that. Thank you, Pippa. So we're on Bethencourt Street at the top near Garden Centre, opposite the Jack Hammers Next Door Deluxe Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Pasticcino in the City Bowl. It's it's a little place. We've got 32 seats. If you'd like to come and sit down, we don't have a liquor license yet, so please do bring your own at no extra charge. And we'd love to see you there. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to my first visit very soon. Chiro de Siena. We'll chat cars again next week, Wednesday.
Thank you.